from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster that's here to keep you company and take your mind off stuff, to be your friend in the deep, dark night. The podcaster that forgets what he's talking about, mispronounces what he forgets what he's talking about, what he doesn't know. But I know, here's the things I do know, seriously. I'm here to help keep you company in the deep, dark night because I know how it feels like I have trouble, you know, with trouble sleeping. I may not know exactly what you're going through, but I think probably one of the many, many people listening can relate to it if I can, or at least how it feels. And you deserve a good night's sleep, but you deserve a bedtime where you can get some rest. So I really hope I can help with this, with that. This show is a little bit different, so it does take a couple tries to get used to. And it doesn't work for everybody, I hope it works for you. Give it a few tries, see how it goes. That's just what most people say. It's here to be a friend in the deep, dark night to keep you company, kind of like a boring bedtime story, but in the sense of like, hey, you call someone, you say, hey, just talk to me for a while and keep me company. I'm not going to listen to you. That's the essence of the show, a friend in the deep, dark night. So I'm so glad you're here. I really appreciate it. I'll just give you the structure coming up. We've got some sponsors. That's what enables us to put the show out twice a week for over an hour for free. So that's just what makes it possible. Then there's a support for listeners and stuff around the show, communities around the show. Then there's a long meandering intro, which is separate from the support. And the long meandering intro is meant to introduce you to the podcast, but also ease you into bedtime as you get ready for bed and you start to wind down. Then there's some more support tucked in there, and then we'll cover an episode of the Great British Bake Off, Bread Week, I believe. But you don't need to have watched the show. It is so soothing. People baking bread. And I guess it's a competition, but it doesn't feel competitive. It's actually not. The people are kind of competing just to do their best. They're competing against bread in general. And so many different kinds of bread I had no idea about. So really enjoyable stuff. Perfect for a sleep podcast. So I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate it. This is the very beginning of the show, huh? So yeah, thanks for coming by. And here's how we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, but Scoot's here. And this is where I talk about like supporting the show. So this is really only for regular listeners. If you count on Sleep With Me or you use Sleep With Me on a regular basis, you're a long-term listener. Like, does Sleep With Me do anything unique for you, right? Is it a part of your life and it's a unique way? Like when you just discovered the show or it started helping you, you're like, wow, I had no idea this existed, but I was looking for it. And then does it provide something for you? Is it unique and does it provide something? Does it do anything for you? Like, does it help you fall asleep or take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep? Or does it keep you company? Does it distract you during the day? So is it unique or somewhat unique? And does it do anything for you? If the answers are yes to both of those, like, how much is that worth anything to you? How much are those things, the unique part and whatever it does for you, worth to you? But the other question is like, if Sleep With Me went away, like, what would you be willing, like, would that change what it's worth to you? Would it change the value proposition? To get it back, oh yeah, I'd pay $50 a month and you don't even have a tier at that level. So just think about that. But if any of that resonates with you, don't wait. We really are in a position now where for at least a time, I'm going to have to kind of, really work hard to get more people involved in supporting the show. We have the listeners. It's just getting the attention of enough listeners, a small percentage of people, but people that are said, oh, okay, I'll do it now. You just go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and sign up, support the show. Even if you're not sure, sign up for all the trials are 7 days and then you could change your mind. But at least then you've done something. You said, yes, it's unique. Yes, it really means something to me. Yes, it does something for me. And no, I don't want to wait. Like, I don't want it to go away. So thanks. Think about that. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and providing me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about the mattress I sleep in nightly. And tonight's sponsor, Helix. Helix Sleep. Take that quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. And oh, how do I love my Helix. And not only do I love my Helix, my family members love their Helix. I just stayed at a family member's house, and I saw my nephew Daniel had a Helix. I believe his parents have a Helix Sleep too. So it's just so refreshing to know that I'm not the only one enjoying sleeping on mine. But each one of us is different, right? And that's why Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection. There's mattresses for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you know which mattress is going to be best for you, the way you sleep, and your body is to take the Helix Sleep Quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows you want to get to know your mattress, right? And you get to sleep on it in your own home. They offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. And since everybody's unique and everyone sleeps differently, Helix has different mattress models to choose from, designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam for pressure relief if you sleep on your side, responsive foam to cradle your body if you're a stomach or back sleeper. And way back when I took that Helix sleep quiz, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. You know, I sleep on my stomach. I sleep on my side. I like to be cool. I love this mattress. Anytime I travel, I'm counting the days to get home and get in my Helix bed. And Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. That's helixsleep.com/sleep. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, one part of the podcast where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who support the sponsors, who take action. That's how we're able to be here for you free twice a week, is those people. I know so many people enjoy this ad-supported linear show, and I'm so glad we get to do it for you, and it's with all these people's help. So I want to thank Stephanie, who got a Helix bed, let Helix know about it, let me know about it. Thank you, Stephanie. Stephanie took that Helix quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. We're hoping to get Helix back as a sponsor this year, and it's because the listeners like Stephanie supporting Helix, taking that quiz. So thank you, Stephanie. If you want to be like Stephanie, test a sponsor out, check a sponsor out, let them know about it, let me know about it, especially on social media. Tag me, tag them, and I can try to thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Stephanie. So that's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part is you getting the support you need right now. If you're in need of support right now, fill out, just go to the show notes. There's links to resources, including international resources you could connect with. It's also about being a part of positive change, taking action, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources. We could do that in the show notes, or you could join some of the things we're doing, supporting the Midnight Mission and people experiencing homelessness in Los Angeles, supporting the Trevor Project, and supporting Hand in Hand. So wherever your heart is, wherever your heart aches, you could take action. You don't have to help us support one of those organizations, but you can, or you could go out there and support something else, you know, just to be a part of positive change. But you could always check out the show notes for more information if you want to support one of those organizations and join us. And that's the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song
sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song,
edits episodes too.
Carl W. the Legend
also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer,
runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all,
you can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, you want ad, you say, I prefer ad-free experience. I prefer story-only episodes, but I want it for free. You could earn it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. You just introduce people to the free podcast, and you could earn months of ad-free episodes of Sleep With Me and story-only episodes of Sleep With Me and Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. What do you say? We slow it down and get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you. It could be thoughts, it could be like things you're thinking about the past, the present, the future. I think like I was trying, like, well, I'll talk about it in a minute, but I sent out an email and you had the right first letter of the person's first name, but I did not have the rest of the letters correct, and I keep thinking about it, so I'll probably be thinking about it at bedtime too. So it could be thoughts, it could be feelings related to those thoughts, because I got some feelings about it. It was like autocorrect happens, man. But it could be feelings related to thoughts or feelings that are just there. It could be physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, routine. It could be something you have coming up or you're going through or you're getting over. Whatever it is, the reason I list all that stuff is because I want you to know you're not alone. Even though this is this weird digital thing, I want you to know that you're not alone in the deep, dark night. And I'm here to keep you company and that I can relate to whatever it is you're going through. I might not know exactly what you're dealing with, but as I said earlier, there's probably someone listening who's been through something similar and really understands how it feels. So I really want you to know that the whole part of the show is that I understand generally that it's not pleasant, not the trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep or getting up. But the other part of it that I always say multiple times episode now, because it is so important, is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread, that you could look forward to or at least feel neutral about. That's true. You do deserve that. And I hope I can provide it for you. But if I can't, you could check out, like, if you already loathe me or the show, check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. And just check that out. So that has a list of other sleep podcasts and sleepy stuff on there. But you really do deserve the rest you need so your life is more manageable and that you could be out there flourishing. if you're getting the rest you need. That makes your world a better place. That means our world's a better place. So that's really why I'm here, and that I hope the show can help you. And if you're skeptical or doubtful, that totally makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you be, right? You've probably tried a ton of stuff to put you to sleep. You're probably frustrated. And maybe you were searching for this podcast, or maybe somebody told you about it. And this show is very different, but that's how most people get here. You're frustrated. You're fed up. Now you got somebody rambling and not making any sense. And there's this isn't a traditionally soothing show, but do give it a few tries and see how it goes. Cause I hope I can help you, or that you say, okay, now I'll find something else that'll like try out some other sleep podcasts. And what I do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, all to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff so that you could fall asleep. And pointless meanders and superfluous tangents, I guess that's when I start thinking of something, and then I go and I say, oh, like whatever it's called, oh, miswriting this person's name. And also they were having strong feelings about the podcast that they're letting me know about. So maybe it was also that nervousness. But then I'm like thinking, this is a pointless meander. But I said, oh, they're going to think it was on purpose. But it was really, I was also thinking about an uncle who had the same name. And it's also like when people have strong feelings about the podcast and they let me know about it, it's like... I guess I wish I could say is like, I'm doing the best I can, man. Like, but I didn't say that. I just said, hey, like, let me try to address these specific things you said. But they found that, most of the strong emails I get, it's not a mind, no minds will be changed. But that's still instinctually what I wish, you know. But maybe just saying that, hey, I'm just doing the best I can here. Thanks for the feedback. Cause it used to be a long time ago. I would okay. I try to explain, hey, this is how I feel, or this, I understand you don't like this or this. And, this is why I do it. And also I put a ton of work, you know, I try to explain my side, and it just, then I'm making it more about me, which it's hard not to when you say, hey, like, but anyway. That's a pointless meander. That's definitely pointless, but pointed for me. But this one, I really botched it because I was trying to go that middle way and say, hey, thanks for letting me know. Let me look into it. But I think that you could also try this. But really, the reality was, maybe you just wanted to express your frustration with me, which you really, that doesn't even make sense. You say, oh, thanks for expressing your frustration to me. I'm glad you reached out. There's not much I can do about it. I'm just doing the best I can. If that lands for you, I don't think I should try it though. What if I say, thanks for your feedback. I'm just doing the best I can here. Have a great day. That would be baffling, like most stuff with this podcast. But the fact that I put their name in wrong. And, you know, the other thing, the lesson I learned is like, I was trying to do it. And then I said, well, maybe I should do this later, but I was trying to get back to the person, right? Cause they wrote it when they're trying, you know, in the deep, dark night. And then I said, maybe I'll review it. And then, but usually since I wasn't trying to explain anything, I said, just send it out. But then I didn't I checked it, but I didn't check the name. So. What does this have to do with a sleep podcast? Just so you know, I can relate to overthinking, having strong feelings, physical sensations related to those strong feelings, and that I'm a human being. And it's like, sometimes when you're doing the best you can, there's a part of you that's like, oh boy, not going to cut it, right? Those are my brain bots. And usually they appear at bedtime. So those are the reasons I make the show. The way the podcast works, it's kind of different in the sense that this is a podcast you don't really listen to, but you could listen to it. And all that means is that it's kind of like some people listen to the show like it's background noise at like a low volume or a mumble. Some people listen under their pillow. Some people listen with sleep phones or headphones. Some people listen across the room. some people pay attention and some people are just kind of listening, but it's kind of like out of focus listening. If you're waiting for me to get into some specific method that's going to put you to sleep and be sleepy, that this is a podcast that never gets there. It's I'm mostly here to just talk to you and keep you company. So you kind of just barely listen. Nothing. You say, uh-huh. Oh, you got feelings. This is a great practice if you want to rewind it. And I think this is a perfect legitimate way to use my feelings around the podcast. Get meta here. You could rewind and say, uh-huh. Oh yeah, you're a human. You're doing the best you can, Scoots. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Great. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. Got a person's name wrong, huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's the kind of, like, if in a normal conversation, they'd be like, don't you understand how I feel? Like, and you'd be expected in person to say, oh, yeah, I told, like, but this one, you say, uh-huh, uh-huh, yep, you feel, uh-huh, yes, you feel, uh-huh, I feel, yep, fields, feels, yes. So that's what I mean when I kind of just barely listen. Also, this podcast does not put you to sleep. I keep you company while you fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep. There's a reason the show is over an hour long, and that's because there's no pressure to fall asleep. You don't have to say, oh, it's only 20 minutes or it's only 30 minutes. No, there's plenty of time. There's plenty of other free episodes in the archives. So just kind of barely listen and no pressure to fall asleep. There's people who are listening who can't sleep or who need a break during the day. So I'm here whether you're awake or asleep, whether you're listening to me or not. I'm here to keep you company and keep talking in this generally mildly soothing way. Because my job is to be your boar friend, your boar bay, your boar sib, your boar bud, your neighbor, your boar burr. Your friend, your boyfriend. So those are not, what else? Oh, structure the show. Definitely throws people off. It's kind of topical tonight. So structure show serves a few different purposes, but it's flexible as you become a regular listener. So the show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And then... the purpose of that is so that you feel seen and welcomed in and that you could check it out and say, hey, okay, I might check this podcast out. So that's the greeting or the teaser, we call it when we're working on the show. Then there's support for the show. So it can be free and all the hard work that goes into the show so it can come out twice a week and be over an hour. And so that's like a... And kind of the support does need to be heard. It is kind of like you can't sell advertisement to somebody and make it so that nobody hears it or whatever. So it's kind of a conundrum with the sleep podcast. But I found the way we designed the show, which I'll explain in a second. Yeah, then it can be free instead of just being a subscriber service or only being 10 episodes or whatever. There's over 550 free episodes of Sleep With Me you can pick and choose from that work for you that are over an hour. So sponsors enable us to do that. Then there's an intro, which is separate from the support, which is long and meandering, lasts around 10 to 20 minutes, where I introduce the podcast unsuccessfully, but successfully in a sense. But I'm going on and on and on so that... For the regular listener, like if you're new, you say, okay, I'm getting a general idea what this show is. But for the regular listener, it can be part of your bedtime routine, whether you're getting ready for bed, you're doing some sort of chill wind down activity, you're in bed getting comfortable, or you're drifting off. That's what the intro is for, is to ease you into bedtime. Not so much to put you to sleep, but because most of the stuff I've learned over the years of making this show is that for most of us, it does take some wind down time to be able to consistently get a good night's sleep. So hopefully the intro for most listeners is a part of that wind down and ease you into bedtime. There is 2% of listeners that skip the intro and start the show at 20, 25, or 30 minutes. And then there's people that pay for the podcast, either to listen because they want it ad-free, or they just like to listen to the stories, or they just like to listen to the intros, ironically enough. And so those are options. As you become a regular listener, you can kind of adapt how you listen to the show. But for most people, the intro is like a slow wind down, a landing strip into bedtime. Then there's support after the intro, so the show can be free twice a week, over an hour. Then we'll cover Great British Bake Off. And we'll just talk about, the show and sweaters and dough and a lot of, holy cow, there's a lot of proof. Talk about time in the proving drawer in this episode. I don't think I've ever been in a house with a proving drawer. I remember when I was a bus boy, we had two drawers where we warmed the dinner rolls. Because that was part of our duty as busboys was, and that's an ancient term. Even then, it was, I guess it's kind of bus person, busser. I guess a busser is a proper term. But they had, there was two drawers with rolls in them, or maybe only one, to keep the rolls, the dinner rolls warm. And one of our duties was to bring the dinner rolls to the table and warm, you know. I don't know if that's like a proving drawer. I guess it would probably be a little shallow for a prove as a bread warming drawer. Does it? That seems like it's something that like people would be like, "What do you like?" No. Cut back on that. Then it would be like warm bread, but it was nice. I never ate a dinner at that restaurant, but I had a hamburger there once. We also got free, you know, sandwiches when we were working as a part of our, you know, shift, which was nice. They were good, really good sandwiches too. Okay, so holy bread drawer. So we'll talk about Great British Bake Off. Then there's some thank yous at the end. So that's kind of it. That's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really appreciate your time and you coming by. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. I really yearn and I strive, like I said. And here's a couple ways we're able to do it for you for free twice a week. All right, everybody. It is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Air Doctor. There's an Air Doctor humming in the other room right now. You can't hear it, but I know it's there. And I know it's going to be smoky season here in the Bay Area. Not to mention that I live by a freeway and a cement plant. And so I love the peace of mind and the easy use that the Air Doctor brings because it just works. It's one of those things, it just works. And you may hear me say this, and I mean it. I love my Air Doctor because Americans spend 90% of our time indoors. We take about 20,000 breaths a day. And according to the EPA, indoor air can be as much as 100 times more polluted than outdoor air. And just in my house, that's about 60,000 breaths a day between my daughter, my dog Koa, and I. And I'm so happy. Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so my lungs don't have to. Neither do your lungs. And the things I love about Air Doctor, one, it has a night mode where you could turn off all the lights. It has auto mode, or you could set the fan speed for what works for you. And I like to have my hair cleaned everywhere, in my room, in my daughter's room, and upstairs in our living room. I really believe you'll love it as much as I do. And they have a bunch of amazing options too now. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. So head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SLEEP, and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you will receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. So lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com. That's AirDoctorPro.com and use that promo code SLEEP. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, buddy, Scoots here. We're talking about Bread Week. Make great bread. for bed. Season or collection 7, episode 3. And it starts with Noel, who's on the phone with someone. He's wearing a shirt. What do we say? That's a red with kind of gold ribbon print, but then also, what is that? Cheetah print, over the, flap of the chest, pockets. What do you call that? Pocket flap and the wrists. And Noel's saying, yeah, bring something unique to the show. And I tell jokes and I wear one-off fashion shirts. But then Sandy has the same, he's talking to his mom too, by the way. Then Sandy shows up, she's wearing the same shirt as him. And so is Prue's wearing a lighter version of it and kind of a rose. And then Paul opens his jacket. He's wearing a green version. Paul's pretty pleased with himself. So it was somewhat of a surprise, I think. And he says, that's my thing, man. Like, what's up with that? What do we got? Same shirts. Then we go for the bread week sequence, the preview sequence. Bread's getting chunked. People are not, people are under, they're saying, well, boy, this bread, my temperature's rising with this bread. It's not overthinking it, doing bread cuts or something. Chewing the fingernails, pacing, and that's just the teaser for the episode. Then we have the opening, and after the opening, we have walking in, talking heads, bread, painting, Munch, what's your favorite food? Helena loves bread, but doesn't make it often. Michael's has bread dread. Amelia makes a great bread pun. I'm here to prove myself. And Henry's only been learning it over the past 4 days. So then the judges and Noel and Sandy come out. Sandy's got a nice sweater on with a heartbreaker sweater and a tiny crouton. Something written on a tiny crouton. Paul's bread, Paul's a big bread man. And then they have to make a filled tear and share loaf. It could be sweet or savory. No pressure. Flavors and fillings are up to you. 3 hours, ready, set, bake. Yeast, it's got to be yeasted too. Phil says bread. People are talking about breathing deeply. Tear and share is not as simple as you think, Paul says. Bruce says it's got to be big, yeasted dough and filled with something delicious. Paul says, keep it simple, good flavors, good base, and they'll do well. But if it gets more complicated, it could be a problem. Henry's working with charcoal. He doesn't want to get it on his jumper or his clothes. Then he's making a cake for his dad, Simon. Humongous homemade cakes. There's some alliteration. He also likes wielding another set of blades in a local park. Rollerblades. Chicken and pesto, tear and share. Checkerboard. Brioche bread. Sesame seed. Black olives. And his parents said it was all right. And he says, yeah, my mom's a harsh critic. And Paul says, I can relate. Nice to meet you, mate. Henry laughs that he got a handshake, but it wasn't related to his food. And for packing powerful flavors into the first prove, seaweed from Pembrokeshire, cheese night in Welsh, nos yn cos. Cheese goes well with that. That's Michelle, highly accomplished baker, Welsh cheese and Welsh rugby. Especially when their son's playing. So cheesy taste at home, tear and share, pancetta, pear, black garlic, walnut, truffle, and fruit compote. So going, doing a Welsh theme. And Sandy says, are you Welsh? Hardy har har. Michael's a little further afield. Flavors in the south of India, Kerala. And it's kind of an invented recipe. Michael also is a fitness instructor, his day job in Warwickshire. helps them burn off those bread calories. It says a red and white Kerala star bread, chili, coconut chutney. Prue says, can you go easy on the chili, please? They're all laughing, and the judges are getting more chili. Chili and Manchego cheese tarantula. That's Rosie, so Spanish. We see Rosie's pets, since she's a vet, and that she uses equipment from work in her bakes. Spicy red chilies, Mediterranean vegetables, balsamic reduction, red onions, garlic. They say it's a brioche dough, so it looks wetter than normal. She says, don't worry, it'll be light and buttery. Tried it with other doughs, wasn't as nice. Paul says, interesting. So, oh boy, we're watching. Now we got a kneading sequence. So we're watching everybody knead, bake and bread. Still learning everyone's names. Michael asks Noel to juggle his dough, and he says, yeah, I can. You have to juggle if you're a comedian. He laughs. Everybody laughs. 10 minutes to knead it for focaccia. That's Phil. My family heritage from Italy. Grazie, grazie. Phil eventually, his family settled in Essex, where he's lived all his life with his two daughters and his wife, Angela. Focaccia, tarantula, garlic, herbs, parsley, rosemary. He says, I'm a sweet guy. I do like a bit of cake. He goes, but I could guess savory stuff too. Now we got to prove the proving section. Things going in proving drawers to ferment. They explain how that works. It's got to double in size, hopefully. If it goes too much, though, it'll collapse. And now we got Amelia, Steph, Henry, all working. Pesto corner, Henry says, between him and Steph. Steph is pounding the treadmill and trainers, but also working one of three part-time jobs. Selling trainers. Those are sneakers in the U.S. Star-shaped Parmesan, some dried tomato star, tear and share. She says, this is going to taste better than shop-bought pesto. Then we move to a Neapolitan classic, a little bit different though. Priya, pepper, onion, almost pizza-ish. Priya loves pizza. Likes to serve extended family get-togethers that she bakes for. We see one of them. This sounds delicious. Smoky jalapeno tear and share with smoked paprika, cheese. But Prue says, how much jalapeno? She says, well, I've made it for my dad, but he eats a lot, so I've cut it down. You know, as I've moved away from my parents, I've put less spice in the food. Then Amelia's doing spice. Harissa paste, chorizo, onions, peppers, and garlic, frying it up. It's got a kick, but it's tasty. And we see Yorkshire lass Amelia loves to source local produce for her bakes. Her brunch chair and chair is laden with punchy flavors. And Noel says, you worried about bread week? And she goes, yeah. And he says, yeah, Paul's thing is bread. Have you seen his chest? His torso is like a baguette. He goes, sometimes I think of him as bread. How much time we got left? Halfway through, we see everybody really working hard. Juggle proving versus baking time. But, if you don't get it right, your bread will be too small. Everybody's talking to themselves, trying to stay positive. Phil's looks the right size. So the bread's coming out proving now. Double in size for Helena. Roll it in a rectangle, fill it and roll it. Michael's patting some stuff on here so his dough's not soggy. He doesn't want to be underproved, undercooked, overkneaded, wet bad. Paul's staring at him. Henry's got his chicken stuffing. Rosie's doing the cheese, Manchego cheese, caramelized peppers and onions. Phil's folding his pancetta into his... And Michelle's putting walnuts and pancetta on hers. Steph's is like a little bit of a pizza, but it's it's like Parmesan something. Priya's sealing up her tarantula. Baklava flavor, that is Alice. She talks about how she's a geography teacher from Essex, but her parents are dentists, so she doesn't eat much sweets. Teenage rebellion with sweet tooth with Paul approve. And honey, orange blossom, spices, and nuts. Bruce says, well, but that can be so sweet. Maybe with the bread dough, will that tune it down? Al says, well, I do have a sweet tooth. David's making cinnamon rolls. He loves them. So do I. And he's doing it simple. He goes, but then it has to be perfect. We also see him not making inedible items he has to bake. He's a potter. Twisted bread rosettes, vanilla buttercream, brandy-soaked fruit. Paul's never heard of buttercream on a cinnamon roll. He laughs. But I would say I'd go for it, man. I like it. Elena is also doing a cinnamon roll. She's doing traditional American style. She goes, I love them for breakfast. Make them at night and then wake up, put them in the microwave. Delicious. She lived in Las Vegas. That's when she liked American bakes. Now she lives in Leeds with dog Cato, husband Will, daughter Flora. Cinnamon and pecan, tear and share. Toasted pecans, cream cheese, very gooey. And Bruce says, am I going to need a fork and maybe even a bib? It will be messy. Alice is trying to keep hers tight because it's baklava. Elaine is cutting hers, loads of cinnamon. David's working on his. So it's kind of like the sequence one. Everybody's shaping their things. Never made a tear. I don't make much stuff like this. This is like too much. Got stuff getting folded together, put together, putting in to get cooked. We do have a little hint that Amelia says mine are going to be different sizes. So impressed. Steph has three different jobs. And everything goes back in the proving drawer again after it's shaped for its second rise. Then we see the outside of the tent. Noel's pretending he has bread legs with boots, real boots. Henry says, my proving drawer is like a sauna. So yeast is working. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I don't know. Timing's critical, Sandy says. Steph's chewing, and maybe not chewing her nails, but, you know, she's showing her. Alice is trying to talk herself down. I totally know what I'm doing. Everybody's, so while they're waiting, there's tense, you know, intensity. Helena pulls hers out, then Amelia, then Phil. And people start taking theirs out. Okay, well, no one, at this point, everything's looking pretty good. Rosie's is already, well, Rosie's looks baked, but it isn't. Now it's out of the proving drawer. Noel's voice broke at the end. Everybody laughs at that when he says something. I'm so emotional. So everybody starts their baking process. 170 degrees, 30 minutes, 30 minutes, a lot of 30 minutes. They say, okay, now we got to chill. Some people lay down in front of their oven. Some people sit. So it's like a little bit of a sequence where it's like watching. Should I watch it? Should I not watch it? Michael says, I'm going to lie down or sit here and watch. Maybe I'd take a snoozy snooze. Helena says, maybe, yeah, have a nap, a siesta. Not stare at it or what? Phil's watching. Come on, balls. Cook nicely. Get outside of the tent shot. Watching everybody. And everybody's trying to be entertained or entertain themselves. Stay calm. Amelia does not like cheese. So she can smell somebody's cheese. And then Noel has a bread hat on. Same thing you tried to use earlier. They had in boots he's wearing on his head now. Helena's like, maybe I'm going to cook mine better so they're not undercooked for Paul. So that's another little teaser. And Rosie's a little worried. Michelle's aren't ready. Okay. Henry's like, how long? 5 minutes. So everybody starts getting theirs out. David's like, I think mine are done. Amelia's out. Henry's, Phil, Michael's. Michael's looks very fancy. So is Priya's. Rosie's like, mine looks a little pale. Steph's looks good. Phil's looks good. Alice looks good. Most of them look good. Henry's is like more like buns, but it looks good. Rosie's trying to flip hers. She's, Amelia's flipping hers. And, Amelia's like, okay, the bottom, Amelia and Rosie are like, the bottoms look good. Oh, and maybe not. Rosie makes a face. Then they start icing. Noel says, Paul's like a ballet dancer when he's doing that baking. Light on his feet, a little distracting, like Fred Astaire. Everybody's trying to cool theirs with fanning and decorating, you know, putting it, you know, fancying it up, as they say. Whoa, David's buttercream, man. David, you could put buttercream on my cinnamon roll. I mean, for sure, I'd try. I mean, I'd love to try it. And then I'll have one. I'll have every flavor of cinnamon roll. Breakfast, things like that, coffee, cake, cinnamon rolls. That's my thing, man. One of them. Okay, Phil, everybody's, so they get, they're done, time's up. And everybody's sitting at their stations. Taryn, Cher, Henry's first. Judgment of Paul and Peru. And they, Henry, there you go, Henry's face. Okay, black and white works, dramatic and nice. They cut it up. You can taste the pesto. But hard to taste anything else, Bruce says. Paul says it's a bit bland. I don't like it. I don't know how you managed to do that. Paul likes Steph's. Color's lovely. It's bone dry. I said, if you would have been a few minutes earlier, you would have been laughing. Pesto's good, but it's overbaked. Rosie. Prue thinks it's heaven. Prue, I like it soft, like the flavor. Could eat a lot of it. Flavor's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Alice, quite attractive, Paul says. Yeah, but dry, overbaked slightly. Like the flavors, delicious. Then Amelia, and they say they're irregular in size. One's massive. This one's minute. A bit thrown together. Let's see. Hardy with the chorizo. Brew, it's so spicy, she coughs. And Amelia says, that wasn't my intention. She says, it's delicious, it's got a kick to it. Paul says, you should have chopped everything up smaller. There's too much going on. Big on flavor. Then we go to David's. Paul says, interesting texture. Prue says that. Too doughy, Prue says, yeah. But cinnamon sugar's good. Dried fruit needs to be more. Bakes perfect. Then Helena, they say there's no Taryn Cher because it's totally frosted. And they say, well, you get messy because it is more like a cake. So actually they do have her on technicality, but it's like American cinnamon roll, but overbaked. And she says, yeah, I was afraid it would be underbaked. And they both laugh. Then we go to Michelle's, no sun cause, bit messy, rustic. Cheesy, like the texture. Then she, there's black garlic, and well, that one's nice too. Truffle oil. Baked well. Nice ideas. And then they go to Phil. This is like a focaccia tree. Like homemade bread, like you'd want to eat, Bruce says. Mmm. Flavors are beautiful. Nice flavors. Nice loaf, that. And Priya also has two dipping sauces. It's very cheesy. Loads of flavor and texture. Beautifully baked, overproofed though. Otherwise, tastes lovely. Well done. Michael's is just looks so fancy. It's like the colors. Very clever, very pretty. Nice bake. Looks tasty too. Bruce starts to eat, like the coconut. Coconut works well. A kick from the chili is good. We'll love the red circle. He gets a handshake. And he's stunned. Everybody collapsed. Everybody's happy for him. And he goes, I like that. I'll tell you what, I never had anything like it. It's special. And Michael says, I got the first handshake. My mom's going to cry. Can't wait to tell her and all my friends. So he's very happy. Phil's like, okay, Paul Hollywood liked my bread. That's good. I am a baker. Michelle's not looking forward to it. Neither is Michael. They're both stressed. Okay, so we go to the signature, from the signature, shrouded in gingham. Next challenge is a mystery. And in a twist, it's Paul, the bread, the king of bread or whatever, picked it. The bread king, Paul himself. So they say, you two leave. Any words of wisdom? Not as easy as you think, Paul says. So off you go. Competitive dog grooming. So they say, move along. Technical, 8 white burger baps. What is a burger bap? It's 4 veggie burgers inside 4 floury baps. 2.5 hours. On your marks, get set, bake. And everybody says, oh dear. So a lot of people are like saying, oh, I never made baps before. Bap is like a floury bap. Guess it's like a bun. Michael says, if I can't make it, I'll just buy them from now on. Then Prue and Paul talk. And this isn't easy because you have to develop the gluten. Because if you don't, it'll be cake late. So a lot of kneading. Got to prove it for a long time, 30 minutes to 40. And burgers are only 90% of it's for the roll. Because this is bread week and not burger week. Instructions number one, make a bap or something, make the dough. Yeast, salt, flour, water. Then vegetarian lard. And Henry's never made it before. Noel says, you're more of a, he goes, you're not really a bap kind of character, are you? And he says, no, what do you think I am? Whole wheat pita bread. Or whole meal. And then he says, Prue, is it a crumpet or something? I don't know. He says, oh, let's take that. No, he says, Prue's a crumpet. And he says, please take that out. He goes, this is too weird. Then step two, knead the dough. So we get to see everybody kneading the dough, different techniques, trying to get it to right. And then prove the dough. So proving it for a half hour, all right. And then they have to make the veggie burgers. Most people have never made them. Priya has, so. Black beans roughed into a rough mash. You don't want it to be lumpy. People are making different size ones. Should they be big, like fast food, or small, right in the middle? And then they put them in the freezer. Noel does Morse code on a bowl on Sandy's head. She goes, this is pleasurable. And so that becomes a comedy thing where they got back to them and they're doing a game where they're tapping bowls, glass bowls on each other's heads or Pyrex bowls. And genuinely Sandy is laughing. So I liked that. Then they got to shape it into buns. They're doing maths to try to figure out the weight of each bun. Amelia had leftover dough, 7 grams of dough per bun. Should I put 7 grams back in? Don't want them to be too small, but that's still less than 10% sodded, only less than 10%. Then you got to flatten them. Quite a pert bun. Then you got to prove them again to 10 to 20 minutes. Priya can't find her proving bag. Noel goes through her purse, or a purse, a yellow purse. Takes some lipstick and says, I'm going to sell it. Hour and 10 left. So we're trying to balance her proving. Half hour left. Baps to prove. People are starting to check. Some have gone up more than others. Have they changed? Then you got a flour, dust with flour, and bake them. Go in the oven. Henry says, please do good things. 12 minutes to bake, 8 minutes bake. I don't know. Let's see. How do you tell if they're done, if they're lighter color? Then they fry the burgers, cook until browned. but their burger color, their cooked burger color already. And everybody's checking their thing. Hey, when do I know these are done? What'll they think? Like, is this the right size bun? And they come out. Everybody's like, whoa, boy. And some people's are different size than their burgers. But at this point, there's 5 minutes left. So assembly begins, or building them, cutting the rolls. They really make good burgers. All of their burgers are very, with the like lettuce and the tomato. Then Amelia's like, I knew it. I was wrong. I shouldn't have said sodded at 10%. And they start putting them together. They look really good, different things. And the time is up. There's four empty baps and then four baps with veggie burgers. And this is the, you know, one where they don't know who's is who's. So let's see if I know, if we can get the names right. Steph's first. They're all the same. Could have been wider, some height. Chewy. Bun good. Burgers, nice blend, quite like it. Helena, quick look, breaking down, not a great mix. Nice flavor, burgers nice. Number three, Rosie, burgers too big for the buns, irregular. Nice flavor, though. Not very tasty, the burger. Phil, buns are too dark, tight inside, crumbly burger. Then Alice, underproved, and burgers too big for the buns. David, nice size, open, nice roll, quick taste, nice, not bad burger, very nice. Amelia, massively underproved, quite doughy. I really like Amelia, so it's hard to like. Burgers wrong size, a lot of chili in there. Then Michelle, too chewy, well-flavored burger, nice color. David, small, Michael, sorry. Then Priya, rolled up well, two-thirds structures, not bad, like the burger. Henry liked the look, massive though, right shape. And this is what you're looking for, nice roll. Bun fits over burger, hooray. All around nice. So then they rank them. Amelia, Phil, Rosie, Helena, Alice, is that right? Yeah, Phil, too small, overcooked. Then they go to Rosie next, ninth, Helena eighth, Alice seventh, Michael sixth, Michelle fifth, Maria fourth, Steph third. And maybe needed to change the size. Then David, bit tight, but good. And in first place is Henry. Very good burger bun. I think this is his first time even making them. So then they do talking heads. Henry's happy. And Amelia's like, you can't believe that I made that 10% mistake. I have to do well now. Got to do something tomorrow. Tons of burgers, and then we see the outside twice, and we see to walk towards the tent, into the tent, jackets on, jackets off, bibs on. Okay, Star Baker, there's a group at the bottom, Amelia, Rosie, Alice, it's going to come down to Showstopper. Two people going home? Maybe, maybe not. Okay, then they go back. We see Henry's breathing. Welcome back. Time for the showstopper. Create a display of artistically scored loaves. It's themed. It could be woodland floor, oak leaves, acorns, squirrel, whatever it is. It must be two impressively sized loaves. It's really about the scoring decoration. Best thing since what? We don't know. On your 5 hours, I think. On your mark, get set, bake. Michael's not confident. Stress will be evenly spread over 5 hours. 5 hours sounds like a lot, but got to create a bunch of loaves, knead them, prove them. And, of course, scoring of the bread. Amelia says, I don't score bread. Paul says, yeah, it's tricky. Or Bruce says that, because you got to cut it so when it rises in the oven, you want it to open up, you know, to look decorative, but not just open up. Tricky, skillful stuff. And just two large loaves is not going to be enough because you got to make multiple breads. So dough won't take long, but you can't keep everything in this. You have to stagger everything, Amelia says, you know. So you're proving, and some in the oven, timing. All or nothing, David says. Go big or go home. So David's doing a trio of African masks in different colors, such deep sourdough flavor. And he's like, I researched how to do it quickly, more yeast, which can create tears. So not really conducive, Paul says, to doing something delicate like this. Henry's doing a fougasse, some kind of quick bread, distinctive decorative holes, but also some hearty rye breads, a lot of rye breads. I love rye bread, fougasse, corn ear patterns, lightly score it. Paul says, but that's not a lot of heavy scoring. Then Alice is kneading. Get your guns pumping, Phil says, like a workout. And then Noel hits one of Michael's pieces of dough they juggled earlier. So then we have the first round of dough is getting shaped, improved. That should take an hour, number one. Then everybody goes right back to work. Alice is going to taste like stuffing. Hers, global bread, beetroot, walnut, union jack, poppy seeds, coriander, rye, garlic, and rosemary. It sounds delish. And she says she loves geography. And Noel says, and everybody that loved geography. Priya's also doing tropical theme, flamingo, palm trees, tropical leaves, a hummingbird. That's a plan. A tropical ensemble, Italian seasoning, beetroot, bird bouillus, or whatever you say, bouillus. But no fake colors. Maybe I'll paint them, though. Rhea's doing also, Steph's also doing muted color combo, hand-tied bouquet, beetroot, rosemary loaf, whole meat lily, turmeric, breadstick stems. Simple in the approach. It's about the scoring, Paul says. David has a banana as a snack. Then everybody's kind of talking, working. Go to Rosie's exotic bread safari. Elephant, giraffe, lion, sun-dried tomato lion. Because that's my thing, animals. Fauna from a savanna, turmeric, coriander, beetroot chili. She says, I've never been on a real safari, but I went on a local safari park. Michael's also celebrating Mediterranean campfire. So smoked garlic parmesan, black onion seeds, charcoal powder. Noel says, how's that handshake? Should we recreate it? Are you still got adrenaline from it? Noel's making jokes about Paul. Michael's not the only one working on something. Helena, continued commitment to all things spooky. Every day's Halloween. Every bake is Halloween. This is Halloween. So lava stone rolls, pumpkin bread, pumpkin-shaped stuff, cauldron. She also has laryngitis. So then Noel does a Geordie accent and a Scottish accent, talking about Baps. So then the first Bruce coming out, everybody's like, okay, it's looking good. Trying to shape their doughs. And Phil's doing a winner's wreath, a victory wreath, applewood smoked cheese, parsley, sage, and thyme. And, you know, I got to score it. Got to taste good, look good, hoping to tick both boxes. Michelle's baking a whole bunch of breads, two loaves, a tree, a flower, a hedgehog, a snail, a butterfly, some ladybirds, and some bumblebuds, all in our garden. So, yeah, it's all rye, quite dense, chewy, and doughy. But I love it. I hope Paul likes it. Millie's also doing garden life on a micro level. Caterpillar, she's got drawings of its shape, a butterfly and a cocoon. Caterpillar transformation, matcha powder, beetroot powder, garlic breadsticks. She says, I don't know the science of bread, but you know, you really don't know what's going on until it's baked. Now it's time to start scoring their first loaves, I think, before they go in the oven. People are talking about their nerves. Don't overthink it. Priya's got different drawings set out too. So Priya starts, then Alice. Everybody's hands are shaking. Henry's hands. You don't want to go too deep or too shallow. Some people have dusted their doughs. So this is if you're a freehand drawer, Rosie's giraffe is like, wow, like it really is to talk about. Now Priya's doing designs, David's designs look good, Alice is doing earth shape or, you know, leaves for Michelle. So everybody's digging in, working hard, scoring. Henry's questioning his move. Do me proud, little peacock. So this will be about 35 minutes, you know, because you get, and now we're talking about the time pressure of balancing all these different times. Everybody's trying to figure out what to do next, what to do in what order. Some people have breadsticks. People are watching their oven, making sure their color, checking the scoring and the definition. Maybe too deeply. One of David and Michael's have opened up a lot. David's split a lot. Noel has a tiny egg and a giant egg. One for him, one for Sandy. 2 hours left. And the second proof ends nice and stretchy. Next bout of scoring. Millie can't find her scorer. Oh, I found it. Sandy says, I better not stick around here. Okay, so then the next round of scoring is going on. More scoring stress. People are like, at least because you could have scored and it'll deflate, so that wouldn't be good. Dough goes in the oven. You got to get that dough in the oven in minutes. Earlier batches come out. They look good. Okay, does that look like the world? Doesn't look too bad. Okay, well, I'm happy with it. Pumpkins are green, so... Then one of Henry's is stuck to his sheet. David's masks are split, but they look really cool. Like if you ordered it and got it, if it wasn't a competition, he probably would win because they are very artistic. Millie's not sure if her bread's cooked all the way. Last things go in the oven. The final batch is, Helena's doing one of hers in a cast iron pot. Great humidity, crispy crunch, crunchy crust. So about a half hour, Henry's trying to depaper his breads. And some people are painting. Michael, Priya, Michelle. Henry's like, okay, well, we got most of the paper off, but Paul's not going to like it. And back at the waiting game, watching the oven. Steph does a yoga squat, which I'm trying to do more of myself. 15 minutes left. Stuff comes out of the oven. Is this overdone? Is this done right? But everybody's trying to, you know, get moving. And Sandy says, yours looks cool, but I guess it's not. And then same thing with one of Michael's. Is that intentional? Like a rip in time? And 5 minutes, everybody starts doing their, you know, artistic assembly. Phil's just got to stand up like a trophy. So everybody's kind of, yeah, bakers, that's the end of your showstopper. And some people are like, well, yeah, David's very worried. Millie's not sure if hers are cooked. Out of my hands, though. And we see the night sky, or evening sky, judgment time. Rosie has to go first. Bread Safari. It sounds like there's a place called Toy Safari where I live. Scoring is very good. Fantastic effect. Elephant, giraffe. I like how you've scored them in a different way. Each one, lion, dense lines, thinner lines, clever. And they have a gray bread. They say, I've never had a gray loaf before, but could do with more salt. Don't be afraid to add more flavor, but delicious. Very artistic. Perfect scoring. Well done. Then Alice. And let's see. Nice definition. Nice looking loaf. Clever. Recognizable globe. Paul smells it. Very nice nuts and seeds. Lovely flavor. And they're taking a bite, but could use more seasoning. Bit bland. Cuts are good. Nice looking loaf. Not too bad. Well done. Okay, so she brings hers back. And we have David's. And his look cool. It's just they didn't turn out how he wanted them. Sort of broken, but brilliant. Almost artistic renderings of stuff. But that wasn't the challenge. The challenge was really good scoring. And then they go into one of his breads. Paul shakes his head. Barely done. Idea was sound enough, but disappointed. Not enough salt either. All style, no substance. David says, oh. And then Helena, every bread is Halloween. So they say, okay, this is very imaginative and wonderful, fantastic, but you lost some definition in your cuts because you baked them in a pot, huh? Yeah. Could have been in there a little longer, maybe. And test out the bread. Dense old loaf, quite heavy. Only flavors where it's caramelized, and these cuts aren't good enough. More emphasis on the cuts. Henry's up. And they're checking things out. There's paper on here. So that's not good. And this is Fagas, tough. And I've seen more decorative ones. Not really conducive to heavy scoring. Then they cut his loaf. And needs more time in the oven, man. More proving, more time in the oven, but nice flavor. Flavor's good. Cuts are a bit ripped, though. It's a shame. Then Steph's up. She gives a big smile. Highly effective. Hasn't blown anywhere. Could have left it in longer. She goes, yeah, I was scared of that. But after yesterday, I was overbaked. And they start eating it. And rosemary flavoring's good. Well-baked, well-proofed. Structure's beautiful. Love cuts, love design. Excellent stuff. Thank you. Then we have Priya up. Hers has got a lot of painting on it, so it looks very beautiful. You can see the cuts, but we want more definition and less painting. More scoring, less painting. And they cut in. Good structure. Great structure, actually. Take a bite. Could have been more potent with the flavors. Cuts deeper. Two nice loaves, though. Nevertheless, Phil, they got his winner's wreath. Ingenious. Scoring on laurel leaves. Edge is beautiful. Beautifully baked. And they start to say, wow, this thing's light, too. Baked well. You got some scoring going on, but not a huge amount. Bread's delicious. So, thank you. And Michelle. And let's see, say effective. Some of your scoring is really neat and beautiful. Liked the color on the larger ones, but you lost some definition. Then they start cutting into stuff. Paul takes a bite. Liked the flavor. Would have liked it crustier. Okay, like it the same. Hedgehog is rye. stodgy, quite dense. Rye's always going to be, but it tastes delicious. Thank you. Then Amelia and Clumsy are scoring no finesse. Man, that's harsh. Design's good. Baking terrible. Oh, dear. Why'd you bring them out so early? They're gone soft. Only one flavor. Needs more color. So they really start asking a lot of questions. We need to punch your flavors. But they're just criticizing her flavors earlier. Then Michael goes, and one has had a burst there. Burst quite badly. Blew the whole thing out. Another one looks nicer. Overall, image is amazing. Red is attractive. Painting's nice. See, they open it up. Looks good. Nice loaf. Flavor's nice. Bakes are right. Design's good. But even though the blowout there, and we see everybody's faces, mostly frowny. David's stressed. Oh boy, Amelia's stressed. Be gutting, leave. Brutal, David says. So, not happy campers. Say, okay, let's start the upbeat. Steph was great. This is the table talk. Michael, very good. Went well. Who's at the bottom? Henry's at the bottom. I mean, he won that technical, but Amelia's in trouble. Alice, maybe. Is it possible two people go home? Could be. So they make a sweat. Then they come out. Noel gets to give good news this week because I guess it's week three. Star Baker is, they wait, they pause. They show some from Michael. He's surprised and very happy. And everybody's happy for him, which is so cute. Even the judges and stuff. Sandy says, this gets tougher and tougher every week. And the person who's leaving us, they show David, Alice, and Amelia, switching between them. Then Sandy, Amelia says, I knew it, gutted. And she knew bread week was going to be tough and to get through it. A lot of kisses for Amelia and hugs. Michael gives her a big hug twice. Sorry to see you go. Henry says, bread can take a hike. Al says, I can't believe I made it. Michael says, I'm overwhelmed. I'll try making bread maybe a couple more times, but I'll never score it again. And he laughs. They say, yeah, Michael did great this week. Deserves Star Baker. He goes, I can go home now. Handshake, and I won the week. Tick off. And that's the end of the episode. Pretty nice. Well, I don't know. I was rooting for Amelia. So, I mean, it was nice for Michael, who's cool. But, the bake goes on. I don't know who's saying that, but the bake-off will be great when it's great. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that's been spreading the word on Twitter. Really appreciate it. It's a huge free way to help the show. Just spread the word wherever you, have interactions, whether it's online or in person. Let people know about the show. So I want to thank Jess, Faith, and Jin. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Anne, Janine, and Raccoon. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kendra, Jamie, and Maria. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. How fine, Jim, and Theodore. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Zany, Brian, and Faith. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Sarah, Antonia, and Christina. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Emma, Harry, and Wren. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Robinson, Larry, and Chloe. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. And Paula, Rain, and Luke. Thank you. Thanks. And good night. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show, spreading the word. Sleep Maybe exists a free podcast because of people that support the show directly or support our sponsors. And we grow as a podcast by, like I said, people just spreading the word, letting people know about the show. Couldn't do it without all of you. Really appreciate it. And here's either Scoots or Talk You In sponsor that's helped us grow those archives over 500, I think over 550 when I'm recording this. Thanks and good night, everybody. All right, everybody, this is a week in review, or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March. So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, Boar Friends and Boar Besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all-night episode came out. That's all-night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all-night TNG. And a new idea there, if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all-night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out May 2nd, April 18th, April 11th was All Night Make Great Pets. An all night intro on April 3rd, April, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story-only feed and in the ad-free feed, both of those. We had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch, Bring It On, Part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out. Fairy Cake Woods, Multiplex, Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks, episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails of people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or being like, okay, like let me become an annual supporter because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On part 1, and then Bring It On intro, and then the Bring It On intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.